death come to mind. I'm sorry for your loss. Saying sorry means showing at least a certain amount of fellow feeling. It's the beginning of empathy. Saying sorry, of course, is never, ever enough. But it's the beginning of that journey, perhaps.
Baroness Julia Neuberger with tonight's essay. Tomorrow night at the same time, the historian Dr. David Starkey reflects on forgiveness and what this week's essayists believe is often a misunderstood and misused word. The essay is a CTVC production for BBC Radio 3.
On BBC Two, the author and broadcaster Max Hastings argues Britain was right to enter the Great War.
The people who were running Germany cared nothing for people's freedoms. Their war aims were little different from those of Hitler 35 years later, excepting only the Jewish genocide.
The historian Neil Ferguson offers a very different perspective.
The British government bore a heavy share of the responsibility for turning an act of state-sponsored terrorism in the Balkans into a global bloodbath.
As part of World War I on the BBC, two programmes present two sides of the argument. Continuing on Friday night with The Pity of War at 9 o'clock on BBC Two and BBC Two HD.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock. And to take you through to the small hours, Max Reinhardt with Late Junction.
De Lucia, Panaderos Flamencos. And it's sad to say that the world-renowned Spanish guitarist Paco de Lucia has actually died today in Mexico, reportedly of a heart attack while playing with his children on a beach. And he's a man who apparently learned to play the guitar before he even could speak. Anyway, as you could hear, quite a talent. So long may his music live on. And on World on Three on Friday, I think they'll be doing quite a few tunes and telling you quite a lot about Paco. Now, from Paco to Brad Mehldau. It's always good when a musician you follow delivers a left-field surprise. I suppose Brad Mehldau playing Fender Rhodes and synths rather than a Steinway may not be as surprising as finding a great white shark in your B-day, but perhaps that's just as well. Here's Brad with drummer Mark Guyana. It's from their album Mayana Taming the Dragon, released this week. Sassia Sassafras. We'll be right back. The voice and violin of Aisha Orazbayeva, lonesome as a coyote out on the steps, with Harbour Lights, which she fell in love with when she heard Elvis Presley's version on his Sun Sessions debut album, which celebrates its 60th birthday this year. Right now, we're staying in the waking dream zone with a little something called I Bite You, I Like You by a cappella duo Normal Gimbal, recently introduced to Lake Junction by Fiona Talkington. It's followed by an organ work by John Cage, Souvenir, an ironic title from a composer who believed that nostalgia was one of the forces that entrap listeners and composers. Is that a suitable case for tweet debate? If it is, at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction.
I'm feeling sometimes very happy these days. I hope difficult not to show madness in front of true love, which is a shame. It would be nice to keep them separate. Don't let me get too excited, and I'll try not to bite you anymore. Thank you.
Christoph Maria Moosmann at the organ of the Cathedral of Rottenburg in Germany, performing Souvenir, a piece John Cage wrote in 1983. Now, the story goes that Cage returned the commission fee to the American Guild of Organists when he heard that they wanted him to make a piece similar to his 1948 piano composition Dream. Repetition was not in his musical vocabulary, but they re-mailed him the money and said, "John, you can create whatever kind of music you want." So now he was totally unfettered, and he decided he liked their original request and created a souvenir of the original piece with added harsh tone clusters, as you heard. Square Pusher is another artist for whom repetition is unrecognised territory. On his 1998 album, Music is Rotted One Note, it sounds like he embraced his inner Miles Davis. Presumably that would be the Miles of the Bitches Brew era. From it, here comes My Sound.
Thank you. Thank you.
three movements from Ramon Jumet's Four Zen Gardens, a suite for three percussionists with resonant instruments, performed by the London Sinfonietta, conducted by Nicolas Colon. Recorded in Surround Sound 5.1 in January 2012 at London's Watford Coliseum, apparently famous for its extraordinary natural acoustic. That's definitely new information for me. And here's some wondrous new information for you. Tomorrow night, we're featuring a quaking Lake Junction session in which cellist Lucy Relton and multidisciplinary artist Russell Haswell meet and realign the very molecular structure of Maida Vale Studios. Here's an exclusive taster of the session that they recorded for us earlier today. Western traditional instrument versus non-traditional Japanese noise instrument, number two. Really, it's going to be an extremely special session. Tomorrow night, Lake Junction session, Lucy Railton on cello and multidisciplinary artist Russell Haswell on a whole variety of synthesizers and pedals and all kinds of gadgets. That's tomorrow night here on Lake Junction.
Friday, the 7th of March. BBC Radio 3.
Top tip, if you ever go to a funeral in San Basilio de Palenque on Colombia's Caribbean coast and the jolly ambulances aren't playing the wake, well, it's not just a funeral at all. Last year, one of my moments of musical revelation was encountering Anna Meredith's chamber techno set on our stage at Latitude. And that was Orlok from her Jet Black Raider EP released last summer, and I can't wait to hear her next work. If you like, tweet us your recent musical revelations at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. Actually, Jeff McQueen already has. Apparently his wife visited him in his office and he's had a whole box of whiskey liquor chocks, liqueur chocks, I should say, and he's singing to crazy nonsense on Late Junction. Well, here's another less fattening revelation now. This one was recorded 60 years ago, with Fidus Wagoner on piano and Sam Cooke on lead vocal, with the Soul Stirrers, Jesus I'll Never Forget.
Oh, Jesus,
I'll never forget
what you done for me.
Jesus,
I'll never forget. You set
my soul free.
Jesus,
I'll never forget
how you brought me out. Well, no,
I'll never forget.
I'm singing
Jesus,
oh, what you done for me.
Jesus,
I'll never forget.
You
set
my
soul
free.
Jesus,
I'll never forget
how you brought me out.
Well,
no,
I'll never
forget. I remember how you took my feet off the mall, and
that's what you
done for
me.
Jesus,
I'll never
forget.
You
set
my
soul free.
Jesus,
I'll never forget
how
you brought
me
out.
Well,
no,
I'll
never
forget.
Where you've been my friend
when
I was
friendless,
that's what.
You've
been my
light
and darkness,
that's what.
Oh,
you
lifted
my
heavy
burdens,
that's what.
Well,
then you took
my feet
out the
marsh clay,
and I'll
never.
Oh,
singing
Jesus,
oh,
what
you've
done for
me.
Forget.
You
set
my
soul
free.
Jesus,
I'll never
forget
how
you brought
me
out.
Well,
no,
I'll
never forget.
Where you've
been my
mother
when I
was
motherless,
that's
what.
Oh,
been my friend
when
I was
friendless,
that's
what.
Oh,
been
my
water
when I
was thirsty,
that's
what.
Well,
then
you took my
feet
out the
marsh clay,
and
I'll never
forget.
Oh, singing
Jesus,
I'll never
forget
what
you've done
for
me.
Jesus,
I'll
never
forget.
You
set
my
soul
free.
Jesus,
I'll
never
forget
how
you
brought
me
out.
Well,
no,
I'll
never
forget.
Thank you.
generally truly are good. However, if you open some up, they are solid as wood. With veins and sinews, still dark with nasty and black bones, textures of raw fender, tongue and terror. Your gums and no one might lie to it. Would take more than a lifetime to unravel the knots in these textiles. With the devil brushed high on your shoulder, with veins and sinews, still dark with nasty and black bones, textures of raw fender, tongue and terror. Your gums and no one might lie to it. Would take more than a lifetime to unravel the knots in these textiles. With the devil brushed high on your shoulder. Beating, choking, burning clock that once kept you happy, better and sane. To find it crouched in the corner, all shriveled and drained, eyes dark and swollen, brimming with salted sand. Craters and cracks over face and eyes. How we forgot to keep it wound. What a waste of a dish one could have eaten, all bulging and ripe and bleeding and beating. So check very carefully before you slice, because some hearts one can choose are all bruised and not nice.
Queen of Hearts, an a cappella delight from Normal Gimbel, who are not only a typo that stuck, but also the glorious singing project of Alice Grant and Ruth Goller, who apparently live their lives in furry woods, stealing Stilton and holding tongues. Whatever. Others of us believe that they are musicians who regularly play with luminaries like Matthew Herbert, Melt Yourself Down and Rock Your Traoré. Before Normal Gimbel, you heard Ottawa's globe-trotting soul jazz orchestra with a version of a Gary Bart's track, Celestial Blues, featuring their percussionist, Marielle Rivard, on vocals. In a moment, the marvels of post-punk pre-digital sound manipulation and looping on analogue tape, as revealed by Radio Prague, a track by This Heat from Deceit, their album from 1981. But first, this from current contenders for the Gaelic crown, Dave, banjo's favourite.
Thank you.
Good, by the Malawi Mouse Boys. It's from their new album Dirty's Good, out next month, and they're the group of young village gospel singers who came straight from making a living selling barbecued mice on a stick to passing travellers in Malawi to delight the crowds at WOMAD last year. Well, by singing to them, not selling them mice on a stick. And then walked off with the all-time festival record for CD sold post-show. Quite an achievement. I'm pretty sure that kind of thing never quite happened to Sam Rivers, a somehow lesser-known jazz master who thrived on free jazz in a post-bop kind of way. Here he is on tenor sax leading an all-star sextet, including Donald Byrd on trumpet and Julian Priester, previously a trombonist for Sun Ra. Effusive Melange.
Thank you.
Sam Rivers' sextet with effusive melange, recorded in 1967, but lying in the Blue Note vaults unreleased for 20 years. Well, you're listening to Lake Junction, but it's getting very near the end for tonight. Tomorrow, we're back with a truly radical Lake Junction session from Lucy Relton and Russell Haswell. Be warned, Stuart Siverett has tweeted in and said that the taster we played from the session frightened his cats. But I thought I'd prepare the way to the Lake Junction session tomorrow night with another duo. This is a live recording of Stefan Crump on bass and Mary Halvorsen on guitar. It's called Planets. Good night. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Katriana Young. A very warm welcome to you. We're headed for the Berwald Hall in Stockholm tonight, where the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra gave a concert in March 2013. Shostakovich's first symphony was on the programme, also Symphonic Variations by Dvorak, and to begin with, an overture Beethoven wrote to a play about the tragic Roman general Coriolanus. Not by Shakespeare, though. This, by all accounts, was an inferior version by a contemporary of Beethoven, Heinrich von Collin. For the overture, he chose the moment when Coriolanus's mother tries to convince him to return to Rome, even though he's been cast out of the city as a traitor. Thank you. applause from the Berwald Hall in Stockholm for that performance of Beethoven's Coriolan Overture, given by the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra under Ilich Rivas. Next on their programme, Symphonic Variations, which didn't really make a mark when Dvořák introduced them in Prague in 1877. 10 years later, though, the conductor Hans Richter was bowled over by them. They should shine, he told.